This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, dead or alive. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. You'll hear the enthusiasm in my voice because Michael Harrison wasn't here last week. He was under the weather. Where'd that expression come from, I wonder? Under
probably
the weather.
A meteorologist.
You think?
Most
meteorologists don't have their own hair. A lot of them have it. I think that started with Willard Scott. They have the toupee.
Do you think that the study of meteorology causes follicular
hair loss.
Damage?
Follicular damage, I like
when you're
that.
Making the meteorological prognostications, you have follicular
yes.
damage.
Say that quickly, please. Speaking too quickly, let's get going here. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen overviewing the charts for the week of March 21st to the 25th. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. I feel like sometimes when I do this, I'm from Family Feud.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, and he's got the top 10 answers on the board. And so here they are.
You know what? I like when Steve Harvey thinks the person's answer is so stupid.
Looks at the audience.
Take another 10 seconds on him. He's really funny.
Yeah.
He's a really multifaceted mind there. All right.
You know, but there's just an aside here. There's a very interesting, that he's become a very, a big media player. He's got a judge show. He had a daytime talk show that's gone away. He does a morning syndicated radio program, does Family Feud. And if you'll notice on Family Feud, take a note of this. Every episode has a black family and a white family. If you ever haven't noticed that or taken note of it, that is his doing. He said if he's going to do this show, he wants the producers to make sure that there are black families on every episode. And if you watch Family Feud, you'll see that that's the case. If you pay it's just an interesting anecdotal side note. So, anyway, having dropped that on you, how about we drop the story list on everybody, Michael?
Okay. At number 10, Family Feud has black families. No. At number 10, Madeline Albright dies. And that's tied with excitement over the James Webb Space Telescope.
Boy, did you see those pictures? My God.
I'm telling
amazing.
You heard it first here. That is going to be a game changer. That telescope is going to change humanity.
How we view our place in the universe.
We're going to know things we just didn't know. And when we find out these things, it's going to have an impact on us
shake
culturally.
It up, baby.
You know, I've been following this thing for years because I'm interested in astronomy.
Me too.
This is a big one. All right, number 9, big tech and social media, that's always there. At number 8, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with ongoing Trump investigations. At number 7, partisan politics tied with the 2022 and 2024 elections. We've never had so much election talk going on as we have now, not just for the next election, but the election after the next election.
Right. You see, there's always a lawsuit filed against Marjorie Taylor Greene to keep her from running.
and I think Trump has sued Hillary. For what he calls the Russia hoax. You better be careful about that. He may wind up uncovering evidence that makes him implicated. Everything about Russia is so fresh again.
Yep.
You know, everything anybody's ever said about Putin or everything, Russia is a potential, pain in the butt for Trump in terms of his future explanations about his activities. At number 6, COVID-19. At number 5, the Supreme Court of the United States hearings, and that's tied with race relations, and that's tied with crime, and they all tie together in terms of the hearings.
Yeah.
At number 4, the economy, and the highlight of economic discussion of the price is the price of gasoline.
Would you pay for gas this week out in Western Mass?
Somewhere in the fives, high four, low fives. It was bizarre. Yeah. Filling a tank and having it come to $70.
Well, you can't. I have my pickup truck. I can put $100 in, it doesn't fill up the tank. And they all click off. That's another thing. Have you noticed that when you go to the pump, there is a maximum they'll allow you to charge on a credit card? It's like $100, some of them 125. When they know that's not enough to fill the car, you'd think that they would change that. You wonder why there is that limit. I've always wondered that. So you got a credit card, you're going to get paid. What do you care how much they charge? I would say that to a dealer.
It's got to be something. Honest. Maybe it has to do with hoarding. I really don't know the answer to that. Is that new?
See the guy who stole 5,000 gallons of gasoline and sold it for $10 a gallon? American entrepreneurship. There it is.
Well, you got to be careful when there are gas problems. People know how to siphon gas out of your
car. Out of your car. Yeah.
I remember that. That was big in the 70s.
You remember that's when those little locks. Some of the cars today still have those little locks in the car, so you can't get at. You know, it's frustrating sometimes because you can't find them if you're renting a car. But that was the reason they were put in, because so many people in the late 70s were stealing gas out of cars.
Yeah. It not so much because of the prices, but to be able to get gas because of the gas lines,
right?
Which is something that younger generations don't know how frustrating that was.
Yeah.
Which brings to mind, do you remember when you were a kid, the cultural ritual of, hey, let's go for a drive.
Yeah.
And the family would get in the car, and you would go for a drive to nowhere.
Yeah, right, just ride around and look at the sights.
Right. I mean, do people do that anymore? Do people go for Sunday drives?
No, nobody goes as a family anywhere. They all have, the kids are all being bought their own cars when they're 16, because the parents can't be bothered bringing them to their activities. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go buy you a car. It is the craziest thing. It's great for the car business, and it's not good for driving, generally speaking, because the kids don't know how to drive. At all. I think I make that statement, and it sounds like a blanket statement, but I think that the stats from insurance companies would prove, that's why insurance is so expensive now for teenagers, because they don't know how to drive. Mm. And they don't know how to deal with the realities of what happens when you're confronted with some serious situations where there's lots of traffic. I'm thinking about in Springfield, near where you live, there's a rotary brings Route 5, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Route 5, the Mass Turnpike, and 91. You know that rotary? It's like, hello, how do you negotiate your way around that rotary? And every time I go through there, I see a wreck. Somebody run into. Do you know the one I'm talking about? You know that rotary I'm talking about.
There's two rotaries in western Massachusetts that are world famous for being dangerous. One of them has a really gruesome number of deaths and accidents attached to it, and the people in the area avoid it. They will go a mile out of their way to avoid going through it, because there's no way to go through it safely. The yield signs and the stop signs contradict each other. So so there's no way to get through it by following the rules. The rules will screw you up. Yeah. The other rotary I think you're talking about is the one on Route 5 in West Springfield. The one I just mentioned is in the town of East Longmeadow. The East Longmeadow rotary is world famous. The other rotary in West Springfield is also extremely dangerous, but if you follow the rules of the road...
Yeah, you've got to be watching, not the road, but you've got to watch the signs. Not the road, watch the signs.
The signs, yeah. But you bring up something very interesting. What you're saying is that the younger generation does not have enough experience at practical driving, that when they get in a tough situation where traffic is coming from all directions and people are nuts and it's merging onto the road and there are trucks moving from the left to the right and you're going from the right to the left and all that stuff happens, or there are four cars in an intersection and you don't know which one has the right of way and everybody's waving to everybody and then they all go at the same time and you have a four-way crash. Are you saying that the young drivers don't have the experience that they need to handle that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And the proof of that this week, that car with six teenagers being driven by a 17-year-old who went through a 90-degree curve, they're on the wrong side of the road, got hit by a rock truck, and every one of those kids was killed instantly. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. Mm-hmm. So I think that the word to the wise parents, I think, are irresponsible if they are letting their buying cars for kids that age. I just think it's crazy. All right. So anyway,
all right. Let's go on to number four, the economy and gas prices, as mentioned. Number three, U.S. relations with Russia and China, tied with North Korea, just launched a monster intercontinental ballistic missile. which is also a pain in the you-know-what.
Okay. Yeah.
At number two, Biden's NATO summit, and then he's going on to Poland. And number one is the Russia-Ukraine war. The people, we have Madeleine Albright at 10. Hunter Biden keeps being the subject of scrutiny at number 9. Alvin Bragg at 8. Donald Trump at 7. Ketanji Brown Jackson, Josh Hawley, and Lindsey Graham are tied at number 6. As that circus ensued in Washington before TV cameras. And Kim Jong-un is at 5. Xi Jinping is at 4.
Look at me! Oh, don't forget me! I'm here! Don't forget me! And all of a sudden, I'm here still! I'm going to screw things up! Look at me!
Yeah. And then at number 3, we have Volodymyr Zelensky. At number 2, we have Vladimir Putin. And at number 1, Joe Biden.
That's it. There it is. The lists from Talkers Magazine. You can see them published at talkers.com and also DJVShow.com. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with much more afoot here as we examine the ins and outs. I think we have to spend some time on Ukraine, certainly. I have to remind people that are on a diet that they can really have success. Don't you want success when in support for your weight loss program? You've lost it, now keep it off. And I'm going to send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the only all-natural product that works to keep the weight off. This week, there's a special unlimited buy three, get three free. It's the entrance to spring. Free shipping, too. Use the DJV code when you check out at toploss.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through with some semblance of order the things that people have been talking about according to the research by the folks at Talkers. Kevin Casey, who was with us last week in your absence, went through a lot of the ways and means, if you will, of what it takes to come up with this list every week. It's not easy because you got to really have your, what is it, the old expression, your nose to the grindstone or your ear to the rails or whatever it is.
You have to have your ear to the rails. You have to have an understanding of the theory of how the news talk media industry operates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
You want to tell me about that sometime? You know, speaking of that, Alex Jones was supposed to be deposed this week. You know, that the Shady Hill, it's not Shady Hill, Sandy Hill business, he got sued. Most people know Alex is a talk show host, and he got into big trouble because he said that the shootout down there in Connecticut was a hoax, and the family sued him, and they won. And now he says, I'm not paying, and they were court case, you know, on top of court cases. He was supposed to be deposed this week, and he said, first he refused, and then the judge said, well, if you don't come, you're going to be in contempt, you go to jail. So then he said he was sick. So be interesting to see where that all... is that style of talk, right? It's sort of the old Joe Pine, but Joe Pine never really hurt anybody.
No. Joe Pine was a showman, but he didn't... He didn't engage in the transaction of misinformation and sensationalism for its own sake.
Right.
Joe Pine was a, you know, an angel compared to some of the conspiracy theorists.
That's an issue. I've never heard Joe Pine before referred to as an angel. And then there was Mort. What's his face retired? Not Mort. Yeah. Who is it that retired?
This Morton Downey Jr.
No, but there is.
That's another guy from that.
From that era. No, this week the guy who did the talk show that was like Jerry Springer. I can see him. I want to say Mort, but you don't remember who.
Povich. No, I know.
That's
right.
It. Maury Povich. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, Maury Povich.
Retired.
Yeah, that's a different kind of talk show. Yeah.
I don't think he ever did radio. And the only radio Jerry Springer ever did was when he came on my program when I was on in Cincinnati on Friday afternoon to talk about what was going on in Cincinnati. I don't think he ever did any radio. Did he, Jerry Springer?
I don't think he did radio. I think he was a guest of radio a lot.
Yeah, right, a lot.
But,
yeah,
but
right.
I don't think that, you know, he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
He was. When I knew him, he was the mayor of Cincinnati, and he got caught using city funds for a prostitute. So he got booted out of office, and he became the lead anchor opposite Nick Clooney on the 11 o'clock news. That's where he went after using city funds to pay for a prostitute. God, what a character. Then you know, those people are missing. Where are those people now? I mean, as crazy, as you know, oblique as they were, there's nobody around that's doing that kind of stuff now. Everybody's so busy pointing fingers at Republicans and Democrats. Right? Am I right in that? Or am I missing somebody that is cut out of that cloth?
I don't know. That hasn't been the center of attention lately in terms of media focus. Maybe you should start your own television show and bring people on who have personal problems that you could expose them for their stupidity or corruption.
Yeah.
And
I don't know
whether
that's
basically,
my style.
Yeah. Basically, these shows were making fun of people who, shall we say, are not that sophisticated.
Yes, they left their schmarts at the door. They were. Did I send you a copy of? I was going to send you a copy of the TV show that I did here to make you feel better. I don't remember whether I ever did.
No, I never received it.
Oh, no. I'll send it to you. Yeah, you'll get a kick out of it. It's a local TV show that I started with a friend of mine, highlighting the things going on in my community. It was kind of a fun. The first.
I'd like
one was
to hear more
exercise.
About that.
I'll send it to you. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing. We will get to Ukraine in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will propose more than $32 billion in new spending money to fight the crime surge in America. The budget proposal to be released today will include $20.6 billion for the next fiscal year, for the Department of Justice, discretionary spending on federal law enforcement, crime prevention, and intervention. That's $2 billion more than last fiscal year. In a stunning moment during the 94th Academy Awards on Sunday, Will Smith went up on stage and hit Chris Rock after the stand-up comedian made a joke about the actor's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, wow! Wow!
Smith, accepting the Best Oscar Award in King Richard, later apologized to the Film Academy and his fellow nominees as tears streamed down his face. Smith's wife suffers from a disease that is common with hair loss. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pennsylvania senatorial candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz was fired from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition for political reasons. And Dr. Oz tells Newsmax this won't stop his efforts to get kids healthy in America.
It was a bit of a shock. I opened up my email, and Herschel had a similar experience, and both of us got these bizarre, terse letters from the White House. Initially, I thought I was being punked. I thought President Biden meant to fire Fauci, which is what I've been asking for all these punks. And then I thought, he's playing political games. I mean, what a shocking priority to fire me when we've got inflation the highest in 40 years. We've got gas prices the highest in 15 years. That's the biggest concern that Pennsylvanians here have. Ukraine crisis is heating up. And like I said, I mean, I thank President Trump for appointing me. The President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition is a wonderful honor. I mean, it started back in the days of Kennedy and Eisenhower. It's an effort to help children. That's what I've done my whole life. And yet, when President Trump, who knows a thing or two about firing people, heard about this, he was shocked as well. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Dr. Oz and NFL great Herschel Walker, both Republicans, were fired from the council. Nebraska Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry, who was convicted of lying to FBI investigators about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his 2016 re-election campaign, said he will be resigning from Congress. Federal law prohibits foreign nationals from donating to federal election campaigns. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back at 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with a personal look inside the workings, if you will, of Talk Radio. A lot of opinions. Does Talk Radio work without opinion?
It has to be really, really, really good journalism if it does that.
Is Batchelor an example of that? The guy who's on John Batchelor, is he an example of when you said that, his name immediately came to mind.
John Batchelor is definitely a blast from the past. He's still going. He's syndicated by CBS Radio. And one of the things I found interviewing him was he answered every question honestly. I'd say to him, so what's happening with Russia, blah, blah, blah? Well, according to my sources, this is what I'm told. He's very transparent in the information he gives. I'd say he's a fine example of that. But to answer your question, I think in today's world, considering that there's a very, very, very fuzzy line between entertainment and journalism, and that everybody is fighting for ratings, for clicks, for eyeballs, for eardrums, for cost per point and advertising agencies and all that stuff, I would say that controversy and opinion is what makes what we call talk radio really work at its optimum level as a business.
You know, we were talking and chuckling a little bit about Joe Pyne and Maury Povich and some of the other folks from days gone by, the earlier years of talk radio on the radio. And I think of some of the people who really, you know, who's good. We're just talking about Batchelor. Jim Bohannon, in my mind, is one of the greats when it comes to word pictures. Like, I can hear him without having heard him. Where you and I are great friends with him. He's a fabulous broadcaster. But I can hear him describing the people getting onto these trains, for example, that are going to Poland, these cities that are loading up trains, and the people and what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? The personal, you can almost, by listening to the words, you can, and this is the beauty of good talk radio, I think,
yeah.
drawing
yeah.
a picture that people can, in their mind, imagine what it looks like.
If people find this kind of thing interesting and they are interested in the history of this type of broadcasting, go back to Edward R. Murrow and his reports from London
Cronkite.
During the war on radio. And he would hold the microphone to the concrete sidewalks of London and say, these are the feet of the people walking through London as you hear in the background sirens and the explosions of the bombs.
That's kind of what NPR does now. Yeah, when they do a report, they have all this sound in the background. They have take a lot of pains to make it sound like they're right there and it's going on back. It's like a television show.
Well, I would hope that the sounds are real. I mean, would you consider faking sounds in a news report to be cheating or embellishing?
I don't think it's cheating. I think it's embellishment, probably, and not bad embellishment. It just adds color and maybe better understanding.
In other words, I'm reporting from Mariupol, and you hear in the background,
boom, crash, yeah, right.
And it's all sound effects?
Yeah.
You think that would be, if people realized that, I'm not saying anybody's doing that, but,
well,
you know.
I think the television reporters are trying to do that, but they're so fake. You know, they stand in front of some building that has been blown up 2 weeks ago as if it was happening now. You know, that kind of stuff. That's phony baloney stuff. I don't know whether most people are sophisticated enough to see through it or not, but it's nonsense.
Well, in the day of Walter Cronkite, the guy sat there on a set with the clocks behind him and a map or whatever, and he would talk.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
in the when the Iraq war started, the war number one and then Iraq number two, the news operations like CNN turned it into like an entertainment spectacle. They had graphics and music, you know, war in the Middle East, boom, 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 boom.
That's how Nightline started.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And with all kinds of graphic embellishment of it to make it seem like a Cecil B. DeMille spectacle.
Right, big production.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder, to this day, I wonder about that type of embellishment of news.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. Tell me what you think of this. In the, number five this week, the hearings on whether or not Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson should be on the Supreme Court. Is it an accident, or was it well-placed that the New York Times led with a story late in the week about how Justice Thomas's wife tried to influence? They found 25 email going from, I think her name is Virginia, right? Virginia Thomas, Ginny Thomas. Going from her...
There were texts.
Texts, yeah, okay. Going from her to various officials trying to kill
the investigation. The White House chief of staff.
Yeah, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, yeah.
Right.
All right. So is that purposeful? Is that just a coincidence? Or is that aimed at subtly disqualifying, Thomas's points of view on this lady? I'm asking because for me it's an interesting coincidence. I don't trust the New York Times. I just don't trust most news sources because they really aren't news anymore. But am I overreacting to this?
I don't know. It's certainly a valid question and one that they could be teaching and pondering in journalism classes. So I don't think you're overreacting. I think it's an interesting insight.
Mm-hmm.
What constitutes newsworthiness is a tremendously subjective area. What to cover and what not to cover are both statements and both ultimately have editorial implications.
Okay, so here's an example of that.
Yeah.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
And if you look around at the coverage, there's a lawsuit that's been filed against Marjorie Taylor Greene to keep her from running for re-election this fall. And it got a big build-up in the quote-unquote liberal media, news media, but didn't get much coverage or attention from the right wing of the news media. And just, this is, I think, and the other thing, on the other side, Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz getting tossed off of the Health Commission because they're both Republicans running for the Senate this year. That got lots of coverage with the Republican news media and none. You can't find that story.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the cherry picking and editorial by omission. But we're now in the age of targeting audiences in journalism to provide targeted audiences with what the researchers deem they want to hear, see, and read, as opposed to giving a general audience the information and letting them decide how they interpret it per their own ideology. This is a major shift that's happened over the last 20, 25 years. And that's the key to understanding why we all have these tribal bubbles that we live in, echo chambers, as opposed to mass media platforms where all the opinions play out to an objective audience that then determines how they feel about it. We're in a whole different era, and I think it's important at least we understand that. If we don't understand it, people just have no idea why things seem different today than they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But it's because of the targeting of audiences, meaning when you turn on a news channel or read a newspaper, there is a premeditated effort on the part of its editors to please you by telling you things you want to hear. Or no, as opposed to, hear the facts, fella, and take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so do you realize how big a deal that is?
Yeah, it's warping people's minds to the nth degree. So is the same to be said for sports talk radio, do you think?
Totally, but that's okay. They call them, you know, homers.
Johnny Most.
People work side. Hey, people have the check stole the ball.
Right. In many cases, the color commentators and the play-by-play announcers work for the team that owns the network.
Yeah.
And they have to be very careful how they present the information about the game. You'll notice if you listen to local sports, the coverage of the games is far more biased than the network coverage of sports. It's, you know, you can't tell, you know, who they're a fan of.
I think you grew up in the same neighborhood Al Michaels did. Did you not?
I don't know. I don't know where he grew up.
I think he either grew up in Brooklyn or the Bronx. I can't remember.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay. So anyway.
And
here's a guy, speaking of sports, that is my age. So this guy signs. He has his deal with NBC is up. And he's getting paid $10 million a year to do football games. So then NBC says, well, we want you to come back. And he says, yeah, okay, how much are you going to pay me? And I said, well, we'll pay you the same rate we are now. Well, anyway, he signs a five-year deal with Amazon to do a couple of games a week. And he's getting $15 million a year for the next 5 years. And he's 75 years old. God love the guy. You know, it's just, and he's somebody that I think is thought of as being about as objective when it comes to the calls as anybody, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's one of the old pros.
Yeah, he really is kind of fun to see that. All right, speaking of old pros or seasoned pros, Michael's interview with one of the more fascinating characters in News Talk Radio, we'll talk about that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.
the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find the plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free, so call today. Call 800-700-5622. 800-700-5622. 800-700-5622.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The pandemic has affected almost every sector of the economy, but one industry that continues to grow is video games. New World Interactive, makers of Insurgency Sandstorm, is based in Calgary, Alberta, and they're looking for tech professionals. We asked John Higgins from New World Interactive about the state of the gaming industry.
The game industry is an incredibly fun industry to work in. Almost every couple of months there's something new. And it's an industry that's been booming and exploding despite the pandemic. The games industry has been consistently growing between 9 to 12% a year. There's always new innovations, and more and more people are becoming gamers.
Find your new career in the tech or gaming sector at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, that's fabulous. 48.
Was that the tail end of a commercial? That was
apparently
cool.
It was. Yes. All right. So, speaking of commercials, let's do a commercial for the MH interview.
One of the best we've ever done. One of the best we've ever done. It's a solid hour of intriguing conversation, no commercials. Ian Freeman, co-host of a show called Free Talk Live. He's currently doing the show while under arrest by the FBI, waiting for federal trial for money laundering and other alleged crimes attached to their involvement with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You don't want to miss this. It is solid meat. I mean, you know, mhinterview.com.
So, but what, does he tell you how he did it, or he figures
out? Oh, totally.
I'm sure
that he's totally open about it. He says that it's a victimless crime, and they're contesting it. And,
sure they are. Yeah. Because otherwise you spend a lot of time. But doesn't the FBI have something better to do than chase him around? That would be my response to it, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, so check it out, mhinterview.com, at talkers.com. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, Michael Harrison.
Thank you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology that we have discussed this past week. We being Victoria Keelan, who mostly does the discussing. She's the professor. I listen, and every once in a while, I'll do number five, which is what I'm going to do right now. From five to number one, we count them down. The first one is a focus on those doggone EVs, as it were.
Well, electric vehicles are on the rise, and apparently, like, the last time gas prices were this high, electric cars weren't really even a thing. And so now, apparently, with this round of high gas prices, sales are growing really fast. They're climbing to 4.5% of the entire U.S. new car market last year. Automakers, as we know, have consistently announced more and more models that are going to be made into electric vehicles like SUVs and pickup trucks, which are actually the two biggest sellers in the U.S. consumer market. And so Edmunds' new and used car site reports that shopper interest on their site in battery vehicles, plug-in hybrids, and traditional hybrids saw a weekly rise of 39% in the week ending March 13th, and that's 84% higher than it was just in mid-February. So there's something to this. Depending on what state you live in, there are a lot of rebates and deals that you can get if you buy an electric vehicle. So I guess people are seriously making the jump. They see that this is going to be the future anyway. So they figure now with high gas prices, it might be the right time to start investing in electric vehicles.
Number four, focusing on the NRA.
The National Rifle Association this week confirmed that it was the subject of a ransomware attack that took place last October. Now, you may ask, why are we only learning about it now? The reason that we just know about this is that they had to file with the Federal Election Commission because while their website was down for 2 weeks, they were still taking in donations and they didn't report them. And so they had to do this filing and they had to pay a fine and the whole thing. Now, the ransomware is really the much more concerning part of this. This is a Russian cyber criminal group that goes by the name of Grief. They are associated with Evil Corp, which is the larger, well-known Russian-based hacking group. And so Grief apparently took a lot of information from the NRA, posted it on the dark web, and essentially said if you don't pay up the ransomware, all this stuff is going to go public. So We don't know if the NRA paid the ransom, or if the FBI is in charge now, because that's what the standard procedure has been with ransomware, but we'll keep following that up.
Number three, Facebook. What are they doing to win friends and influence people?
Not a lot. Facebook continues to make people angry for lots of reasons. Apparently, the latest one is early in March, a bunch of Facebook users got a mysterious spam-like email that was titled, "Your account requires advanced security from Facebook Protect," telling people that they were required to turn on this new Facebook Protect feature, which they needed to do with a link from this email, and they had to do it by a certain date or they'd be locked out. It has all the hallmarks of a spam email, and most intelligent people did not click on it. However, it was real, and now people are locked out of their Facebook pages and finding it very difficult to get back in. The email was also sent from security@facebookmail.com, which also looks like a spam email address, so a lot of people just ignored it. Facebook has not really offered a whole lot of help in this arena. If you are, and essentially this really affected people who were targeted by malicious hackers, human rights defenders, journalists, attorneys, government officials. I mean, the list goes on and on, heads of corporations. So if you're still locked out, Facebook has not really offered a solution. So I'm very
not
sorry
really
to report that.
Yeah, but it's typical Facebook, not uplifting at all. Number two, another not uplifting bunch are the guys at Google.
Yeah, a new study, well, it's not necessarily Google, but it's a new study that claims that Googling information actually makes us more likely to forget the things that we're Googling. They call it digital amnesia or the Google effect. Now, the study found that human brains are not inclined to deeply process information on search engines like Google because we know that it's very easy to find it and to find it again in the future if we need to, so our brains inherently are lazy and don't really want to recall anything. So it's interesting to see how this affects kids in school, you know, reading comprehension and things like that. Maybe too much researching on the internet, kids aren't really retaining as they would if they were reading through a real book.
All right, number one, the first state to put their driver's license in Apple is what?
Arizona is the first state to officially roll out Apple's digital driver's license and state ID, and this is going to be in the Apple wallet. So now in the Phoenix airport is the first testing ground of this. You can keep your ID on your phone in the wallet or on your Apple Watch to get through the TSA security. And so they're going to be testing that out for a while, and then it's moving on to like 14 or 15 other states who are ready to go.
All right, there it is. We're ready to go because time's up. And those are the top five stories this week from Technology at 59 After. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.